2024 International Chinese Speaking Conference. Week 3. Day 6. Morning Nourishment. Ephesians 4:13. Until we all arrive at the oneness of the faith and of the full knowledge of the Son of God, at a full-grown man, at the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. 1 Timothy 6:21. Because of which some, professing this, have misunderstood regarding the faith. Grace be with you. In Ephesians 4:3, the oneness of the Spirit is the oneness of the divine life in reality. In 4:13, the oneness is the oneness of our living in practicality. We already have the oneness of the divine life in reality. We need only to keep it. But we need to go on until we arrive at the oneness of our living in practicality. This aspect of oneness is of two things, the faith and the full knowledge of the Son of God. As revealed in Jude 3, 2 Timothy 4:7, and 1 Timothy 6:21, the faith does not refer to the act of our believing but to the things in which we believe, such as the divine person of Christ and his redemptive work accomplished for our salvation. The full knowledge of the Son of God is the apprehension of the revelation concerning the Son of God for our experience. The more we grow in life, the more we will cleave to the faith and to the apprehension of Christ, and the more we will drop all the minor and meaner doctrinal concepts that cause divisions. Then we will arrive at, or attain to, the practical oneness, that is, we will arrive at a full-grown man, at the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Today's reading. In Ephesians 4:13, Paul speaks of the need for all to arrive at the oneness of the faith, not only in relation to the saints but also in relation to the gifts in verse 11. The gifts also all need to arrive at the oneness of the full knowledge of the Son of God, then we will arrive at a full-grown man. If the light we receive stays merely on the surface of the truth, we will have no way to arrive at the oneness of the faith. It is only in the Son of God that we can arrive at the oneness of the faith. If we truly know the Son of God inwardly, whether we keep the Lord's Day or the Sabbath day will not matter to us. Romans 14:5 says, "One judges one day above another, another judges every day alike. Let each be fully persuaded in his own mind." The Jews asked the Lord Jesus about the matter of profaning the Sabbath, and the Lord replied, "The Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." Actually, it is not a matter of the Sabbath but a matter of the Lord. Only when we take Christ as the center and focus on Him can we arrive at the oneness of the faith. Only in the Son of God can our faith be one. Once we deviate from this center, the oneness is gone. If we truly know the Son of God, there will be no arguments. This knowing does not depend on mental comprehension but on growth in life. This knowing is not in the mind but in experience. Hence, Ephesians 4:13 continues, saying, "At a full-grown man, at the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ." From this verse we can see that knowing is the result of arriving at a full-grown man, at the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Even though we may win an argument regarding the rapture, what is the profit if people do not know Christ? If we know and experience the Son of God, the matter of the prophecy regarding the rapture will not matter to us. The oneness of the faith among the saints does not depend on the rapture, rather, it depends on the Son of God, Christ. In the matter of the administration and management of the church, any practice that is not in contradiction to the Son of God, Christ, is acceptable. If we have seen this great principle, we will not have any arguments. If we take Christ, the Son of God, as the criterion and broaden our view, there will be no problem. All our problems are due to our inadequate knowledge and vision of the Son of God. The oneness of the faith altogether depends on our full knowledge of the Son of God. This is the end of today's morning revival.